Steve Minister Tennant, it's great to have Josh Blanksby in the studio looking ahead to Sandown today a little bit and of course, Blue Diamond Stakes Day on Saturday. We're going to find you some winners today and Saturday in the next 15 minutes or so. Paul Prushka, who trains Magic Consul, the legend, is running in the CF4 Stakes. The Futurity Stakes on Saturday. And Terry Kelly's going to join us. He's got a key runner at Sandown today. And also Foundry entered for the All-Star Mile. And Greg Urell has got a key runner today at Sandown also. And also the former trainer of the one-time leading vote-getter for the All-Star Mile in Urban Ruler. So all that coming up in the next 15 minutes. First, Paulie Prushka up at Horsham. G'day, Paulie.
G'day, mate. How are you?
The legend's back on Saturday.
He's finally back to have a go.
He's just been ticking over for right through the Christmas New Year period, really, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, he had sort of 7 days let down, and then he just went into low-pressure work, you know, just a bit of road work, so... Yeah, still doing plenty, but no racing and no galloping, you know?
Well, he won the Darto, and then we hadn't seen him since. So he's just been sort of half in the stable ever since, just going through the motions?
Yeah, exactly right. He's pretty wound up for this. Whether the 1400 just finds him at the top a little bit, it'll be very interesting.
Well, the horse is Magic Consul, of course, who we're talking about, and he's one of those, he's a bit like Winx, he's one of those age-defying freaks, and at the age of 9, he seemed to keep improving in the last 6 months, and hence the Darto win off the back of the Winter Championship. How's he... Don't dare tell us he's still maturing and improving.
No, but he sort of hasn't lost nothing. He's had, his last spar yesterday morning was right where he needs to be. Given that he will improve off this run, I thought, geez, timing is beautiful. He's landed right in the right spot.
You're going to have to probably wildcard your way into the All-Star Mile. I've lost track of the voting, but I know he's a bit of a floater, and you haven't got a lot of armoury, a couple of owners in a small country town, and not a lot of social media tech savvy either. So how has the vote for Magic Consul campaign been going?
Look, he came into about 19th or 20th, which I thought was sort of the way things ended up. What wasn't too bad, but one owner left. The other poor bugger, she passed away, old Barb, and she would have done that. She would have got to save the line, old Barb, for sure, you know.
So you're going to rely, you're going to need a wild card, aren't you?
Going to need a wild card, so we've got to come up with something.
Well, you better run well on the Futurity to catch a few eyes.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm sure he will, and it'll just be the 1400, whether that finds him at his top all the way. He's certainly fit enough and in good shape, so anyway, we hope it all pans deep for us and go from there.
We saw with Manuel's win in the Orr and with Magic Consul's win in the Darto that outside of Winx, there's really not that big a difference between a very, very good old-style welter horse and these supposed wait-for-age horses. Have you confident that Magic Consul's a lot closer to some of in ability to a lot of his Futurity rivals than many might think?
Yeah, look, he's a really good miler, and he's coming back with the same the same workouts, and everything looks really positive. If I can get in, I think I can do some damage. but it's just a matter of getting in, I suppose.
Is this your only vote-getting race? I mean, can you race again before the All-Star?
For me, I've sort of planned it this way all along, and I'd stick to it. You know, I wouldn't change. He's a miler that likes a few weeks between runs. I'm really forward in condition, so I'm pretty happy with the 3 weeks sort of leading into it, you know.
And the Panola trial on the 28th of January, were you happy with that?
Yeah, really happy. He's had another 2 jump outs since then, which have been real impressive. He's sort of come on his last one at Horsham. That was in good style over 1200. He just sort of pricked his ears and stamped them again, you know.
All right, so it's all systems go.
Just a bit of luck required now.
All right, beautiful. Good luck, Paul.
Too easy, Matty.